Finally, tonight on Homeland Security Inside and Out, this is Homeland Security Here at Home, where we bring home the issues of Homeland Security to right where people live. And helping us to do that tonight is Sam Brody, Director of the Environmental Planning and Sustainability Research Unit and the Acting Director of the Hazard Reduction and Recovery Center at Texas A&M, part of the Department of Landscape, Architecture, and Urban Planning. Sam, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You folks just celebrated your 20th anniversary in the Hazard Reduction and Recovery Center. You were doing Homeland Security when nobody had a name for it. So congratulations on your 20th year anniversary.
Thank you very much.
And tell us what's in the program and sort of how's it changed over time.
20 years ago, the college wanted to amplify their research agenda and had the foresight to create the center. It started out as one person in a closet-sized office, focusing on not response per se, but mitigation and long-term recovery of natural hazards. And 20 years later, we've got about $4.5 million of external funding, 8 core faculty, 2 research units, and 2 graduate certificates.
And about how many students on an average year?
We have 2 research labs that house about 25 students, which are supported mostly on grants. Most of our external funding goes to supporting graduate students. And in terms of the students in the certificate program, I'd say about 8 to 10 a year.
Well, this has really changed. It sounds to me like the roots of your program are really kind of in the environmental movement. Is that a fair statement?
A part of it is the environmental movement. Part of it is more on the sociological side. A lot of the core faculty have either psychology or sociology degrees. Back in the 80s and 90s, response to hazards such as hurricanes and earthquakes was an evacuation problem. It still is, but it was focused mostly on evacuation and understanding how communities can respond to the crises from a sociological perspective. Now the Hazard Center's really moved into more sustainable types of research where looking at the pattern of development, the built environment, and the impact that has on the natural environment, and then how that pattern is affected by storms such as Ike, is really at the heart of our research mission right now. So we've moved away from kind of surveys and sociological issues related to evacuation to more land planning and decision making in terms of the impact of the built environment.
Sam, I think there's a lot to be learned here for the field of Homeland Security as a whole. I mean, you really are cutting edge and have sort of led the way here. There's been a movement in your studies, not an abandonment, but a movement in your studies really toward what I guess responders would call mitigation, that is solving the problem before it happens. If we just built differently and used the floodplain differently and designed cities differently, we wouldn't have to recover from problems that we might be able to prevent. Is that a fair statement?
I think that is fair. We're doing a lot of research and using a lot of geospatial tools to better understand how our development patterns that lead up to a crisis or a hazard event can really impact the severity of the outcome. So we're really looking at proactive decisions, where to build, for example, outside the floodplain, the pattern of development overall, and the cumulative effect of all these individual development decisions, how that can mitigate and avoid losses in the future. So it's no longer about response and even about short-term recovery. It's about long-term planning and mitigation. And then when the hazard occurs, the long-term recovery, which is these days all talked about under the rubric of resiliency.
Sam, I've got about 30 seconds left. You had a wonderful conference here recently for your 20th anniversary. Any one particular message or theme that really stood out in your mind coming out of that conference?
The overarching theme is that we need to develop our communities to be more resilient to major hazard events such as hurricanes. And this is kind of a twofold concept where resilience deals with resistance. How well can a community take a blow like a Category 3 hurricane, but also how well the community then springs back after the event in terms of the trajectory of their recovery. Best case scenario, a community is resilient because it can withstand a blow and then bounce back very quickly.
Boy, I'm glad you're studying this, Sam. I hope the lessons really work their way into the nation as a whole. Sam Brody is the acting director of the Hazard Reduction and Recovery Center at Texas A&M, which just celebrated its 20th anniversary. Thanks, Sam, for being with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.